This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. We do a podcast on this glorious Tuesday. Al, how you bees?
Oh, hi, Jerry. I had a lot of people reach out to me yesterday, both family members and people on social media, because of a news story that was going around about the town where I live, Bradley
Uh-oh.
Beach.
What's this now?
That there was two sinkholes.
Really?
Yeah.
Big?
They didn't seem very big, but I guess it's still a concerning thing with the sinkhole.
Yeah.
Both were on the beach area.
Mm.
Now, they said, I wrote down, like, where does the sinkhole come from? And it said there was a breach in an outflow pipe under the sand. I guess, I don't know, the pipe broke or something. And
yeah.
then it didn't. And but people get very worried about sinkholes.
And the sand sucks in, right?
Yeah, sucks in.
Dude, that's brutal.
Yeah. And then there was another part. A little further on up the road where it happened. I'm not going to fall into the ocean, am I, Jerry?
Not into the ocean, but you could basically be covered and suffocated in sand and die that way.
But, yes, that's like if you were just walking along.
Yeah.
Which actually happened in,
there were kids that were digging a hole, I forget
Tom's River, I think.
Is that where it was?
Yeah, where they dug like an 8 to 10 foot hole in the sand, and then it all caved in on them.
Horrible.
Gotta be careful.
Yeah. No, thank you.
But yeah, this stuff with the sinkholes is very alarming.
Yeah, it sure is.
It's weird even when it happens like on a highway.
Yes.
How does that happen?
I don't know. The infrastructure is not good. I don't know. I don't know.
I wonder about that all the time. Like when you look at, especially if you see Manhattan from the sky.
Yeah.
Or a photograph from the sky, or if you're on a plane or something, and you see the amount of weight from buildings and all in this tiny little piece of land. Who's to say that piece of land goes all the way through to the earth, like through the middle of the earth?
I don't know.
What if it
to the
just,
core?
What if it right? What if it just goes down 10 feet?
I don't know. It's a great question because we certainly, I'm not going getting on my soapbox here, but we certainly abuse the planet. We know
yes.
that, and I don't think. And watching that docuseries that I was watching about Rockefeller and guys like that from the early 1900s, and they have the images of what it like used to look like. So peaceful and flat and
oh, yeah.
calm. And now you add, you know, bridges to get to different, you know, land areas, islands, and you start building up and up and out. It's like, wow.
And we have 330 million people on this planet now.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just the United States.
I don't
know.
I thought it was 700 million. No, I think there's a billion people on the planet.
Yeah, it's at least. Yeah, there's 330 million people in the United States.
Let's see. I'll tell you.
That seems like a lot of people, Jerry. Most of them are here in New York, in the tri-state area.
What is the approximate population of the Earth in 2022?
Ooh,
so Google tells me. Yeah, we're both stupid.
What is it?
8 billion.
8 billion.
Yeah.
But I do believe 330 million is the number for people in America.
Okay. What is the I'll find
I
it right
am
now.
A real
What
American.
Is the population in the United States in 2022?
Good one, Jerry. I like it.
332 million.
Oh, I was almost
so you
I
nailed
was almost
that.
There. I was almost nailed it.
Pretty good.
Almost nailed it, Jerry. Yeah.
Very
so
good.
I'm a little concerned about sinkholes. Like, what if my condo goes into a sinkhole?
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, that would be a bit concerning.
I'm not worried about walking into a sinkhole because what are the chances of that?
Right.
But what if under my condo is just sand?
Your condo would collapse.
What if it's just sand under there?
Yeah, you'd collapse.
Moist, is it like because...
Moist sand?
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know.
What would my insurance company pay me if my...
I don't know.
If my condo fell into
You're
a sinkhole?
You're in a high-risk area.
Interesting.
So I don't know.
Would they have to give me fair market value for my home?
I don't know the answer to that.
If I fell into a sinkhole?
Maybe.
What if my car fell
All
into
right,
a sinkhole?
All right, enough with the sinkhole. You're not going to fall into a sinkhole. Stop it.
Yeah.
So is it possible? Yes. Is it going to happen? No.
They've got it blocked off right now so that you can't fall into a sinkhole.
I mean, honestly, Chris, this guy is like...
In Bradley Beach.
Dr. Doom over here.
I'm just a little, well, because my mother sending me things, NJ.com reporting on
it. I got to be honest. I'm not even being funny. If I was your mom or your sister, I'd be more concerned with the dog walkers stalking you and punching you in the face or the pliables people coming and attacking you than you falling in a sinkhole.
They're all dangerous situations.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
I'm dealing, or the person who I yelled at to pick up their dog poop.
I mean, the dog guy.
Oh, that dog. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Legitimately, Jerry, if I wound up assaulted, there'd be a list of potential.
Yes. It would not be an easy case to crack for the Bradley Beach Police.
But they also wouldn't be like, we have no idea who could have done this.
No, you have a very good idea. Like, the population of Bradley Beach. Let's start there.
Do we start?
Citizens.
Should we start a list of people that we're pretty sure this could be?
Oh, man.
That's possible, Jerry.
Might be a big list.
All right, so there are a sinkhole. Secondly, I was reading that...
You could stop that sentence. I was reading bullcrap.
I was reading an article about... this TikTok sounds like trouble. Like, people find things... Like different things start going on TikTok where it's like everyone starts trying it. And supposedly, police in certain parts of the country have been putting out... You know how you've heard, like, thieves are stealing cars using the key fobs?
Yes.
People leave the key fob in their car.
Yes.
Or it's even close by in the house, and somehow they've got a piece of equipment that connects to...
Interesting.
Here's one that Kias and Hyundais...
I don't have either one of those.
...with a push-button start.
Yes.
There are people on TikTok that show you how you can start the car using only a USB cable.
Oh, God.
What?
Yeah, I don't want to know. I mean,
a USB cable.
Now, I don't have those cars. Yeah. Mine still uses a key, thankfully.
That is cool.
And my car is not a 2008. Like, it's a 2017, I think.
Yeah.
Or 16. I forget. So now it gets really old. I love the key.
My 2016 that I had a key.
It did.
But when I traded in for the 18, got a push button.
Got it.
It was weird when I had the key. I was like, why do I have this key for? Everyone else got the push button. But the key is key, Jerry, because no one's going to use a USB cable to start your car.
You wouldn't think so. Maybe they use a tree branch.
Do your kids like TikTok?
Yeah, Joseph does.
He does. Yeah. What does he watch on there?
I think Matthew, I'm not even sure. What's that?
What does he watch on there?
I don't know, but I can tell you this is where he finds all his YouTube shows from.
So this is similar to like Mr. Beast situation on YouTube where
he learns of these people. They post short, funny videos, and then they say, check us out on YouTube. And then he checks them out on YouTube, and now he's watching their show every day.
Oh, so it's like a cool little promotional piece.
Yeah. Yes. It's not. But, I mean, you're talking about, you know, TikTok followers in the millions.
Yes.
For these kids.
I know. It's unbelievable.
It's unreal.
I don't know how they become so popular.
I guess you have to be of that age to where that age is the majority of the TikTok users. Like, I think it's hard for 50-year-old people to... I'm not saying you can't. Of course you can. But I don't think it's as easy to build an audience on TikTok if you're 50 as opposed to if you're 14.
Right.
Or 16 or 17, where you're still young and hip, as opposed to old and it's almost over.
Right, which is where the category I'm in.
We're kind of in that category.
Right now.
Uh-huh. Maybe my YouTube channel has 22 subscribers.
Jerry.
Not 22,000 or 22 million, 22.
Yeah.
No zeros.
I did a start of the YouTube where I was dumping all the videos that I was posting on social media. I think I have 190 followers. Like, it's nothing. I put up a video. It's got 7 views. Like, what am I doing?
7?
That's why. I definitely have a video on there with 7 views.
Wow.
But on, like, Instagram... I get a lot more.
Yeah,
like I get 10,000.
So don't even bother with the YouTube then.
Yeah, but I feel like I've.
What's the point?
I'm not sure. I don't know what the point is.
Yeah.
I'm about to delete all of them on YouTube because it feels silly.
Right.
You're like almost, I go to my page.
Like you're embarrassed by
it. It's embarrassing. Which is what I feel like if I started a TikTok. It'd be,
I hear you.
I'd be like, you're on the radio. You have 18 subscribers to your TikTok channel. Like, I just, and that's not where my audience is.
No, I know. That's,
you know?
Exactly.
That's, like, right. I've found out my audience is Twitter and Instagram.
Right.
That's it.
And so just focus on that then.
I did see a thing a couple of months ago when KFC Barstool was trying to build up the YouTube channel. I guess he had gotten you know, the company said, hey, you got to start building up this YouTube channel. He said he was talking on Twitter about it, just saying how impossible, like, it's so difficult to build an audience on YouTube.
Yeah.
Now, it seems like. Yep. I don't know. I don't know what. And then there are some people that have, even on Instagram, whatever, have all these followers, and they have the simplest things on there. I saw some food girl yesterday on Instagram. Her videos weren't slick. They had, like, no production.
Was she attractive?
Yeah. She wasn't overly attractive. But they were all, like, 1 minute long. And she had 3 million.
I don't, unless you get on it first, maybe that's part of it. You get in first in anything.
Yes.
You're going right to the top of the list.
Right. They say that about the social media. It's like when a new social media comes
jump
out.
Jump on it.
If you get on it first and early, our early adopters are looking to follow people and there's not that many people on there.
Right.
And then all of a sudden.
You explode.
You explode.
As opposed to just doing nothing.
Correct. And not exploding.
Yeah.
Now, we did touch on the story this morning. I was hoping to get a little more details. You had went to the Home Depot yesterday. You attempted to move big cement.
24-inch by 24-inch paver stone.
Cement paver stones.
Heavy as hell.
You were going to get them and you were going to lay them down yourself.
Yes.
And you were picking them up in the Home Depot and putting them in the carriage.
Correct.
So then you could then bring them to checkout.
Correct.
I'm still a little confused as to how you
avoided it,
how you almost hit your you almost took your penis off, and then how you avoided it.
Because
so you're wearing gym shorts, you were saying, like a loose,
correct? And so I'm holding
boxers
it here
under it,
boxer briefs.
Okay.
So I'm holding it here,
okay,
and I had to bend at the knees,
right? Because they say so use your legs to
correct.
Lift,
so I could get up and lift.
Okay, so the big thing is just above your penis.
Yes.
Okay.
And then rest it on the side of the carriage.
Okay. And then go into the carriage.
Towards the lower end.
Okay.
And as I went up and came down, it wasn't flat to the carriage, because then I would have had a major problem. The left side of the paver was up in the air and the right side was hit the carriage. I got pinched.
So you're saying, because you
had I put it flat down,
I get it.
I might still be hospitalized.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was so quick the way it happened, because it's heavy, so I'm trying to just lunge and get the stone on top of it, and then I can slowly put it down, because I don't want to chip it either. It's a brand new paver stone.
Right.
And it pinched. If I laid that thing flat on the edge of the cart, it might have been a guillotine.
Right, you could have... Oh, my God. Imagine you're working at Home Depot and somebody chops their penis off by
accident.
This was
literally 24 hours after I almost broke my finger. When Matthew dropped it on my finger.
On the same paver stones.
Yeah.
Did you successfully put them in or not yet? It's like a weekend job.
No, I got 8 of the 10 and I got to get 2 more today.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where did it pinch you? Like what part of the penis or balls?
The top part.
The head?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the side of it.
Wow.
But literally just a tiny little clip, which still hurt like hell.
And you weren't
and
bleeding?
And there's a tiny little mark, but nothing.
Were you
nothing.
Bleeding at all?
No. No, but it was, you could tell something little tiny.
Ooh.
Yeah. That was a close one.
Yeah.
That was close. And I remember, like, fear. I put it in the carriage, and I, like, literally stepped back. I'm like, wow, like crap can happen. Like we always talk about, from moment to moment, who knows?
Right. One
I'm
minute.
I'm just trying to landscape the backyard. Lost penis.
Right. 1 minute you have a penis. The next minute you're in Home Depot, it's gone.
And I'm King Missile.
And you're King Missile with the detachable. You'd have to pick it up off the ground to get it reattached.
God.
Like John Wayne Bobbitt had to do when his wife cut his penis off and threw it out the window.
Luckily, none of that happened.
Yeah.
I narrowly avoided it.
That is unbelievable.
We are good.
It reminded me, though, Craig had a story, Craig Carton, afternoon host, where he got his penis caught and ripped. Something having to do with the trunk of a car.
What?
Yeah, where he got it caught on the latch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That That sounds horrible.
I wish this is one of the days he was popping, bopping around in here. I would call him in here for that.
Good grief, dude.
Yeah, like actually, he said it was gushing blood.
Oh, okay. All right, you know what? Now I'm feel sick.
Yeah. Well, listen, you got to be very careful around that. It is
I
weird.
Usually am.
It's very weird as animals that we would have our genitalia on the outside of our bodies.
Where do you want it? On the top of your head?
I bang my head all the time. I would not want my penis on the top of my head. But like a woman's private parts are internal.
Right.
Very protective.
Mm-hmm.
When males get scared, the genitalia pulls up in the body. The balls retract a little bit.
Right.
Because it doesn't, it knows it needs to be protected.
Nothing rolled up yesterday on me. Just a normal day.
Mm.
Yeah. But again, everything worked out fine. No big deal.
No wonder why workers, like construction workers, wear heavy pants.
Yeah.
Heavy jeans.
You got to be careful. You're literally one misstep away from losing a toe or,
yeah,
you know, God knows what.
Right. That's why they wear steel tip boots, yeah, right? You don't want to chop a toe off.
Yeah.
You wear those. What's the brand name for the stuff that the guys work
on?
Oh, outdoors?
I know what you're talking about. The clothes?
Yeah. Carothers or.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know off the top of my head.
Dickies makes some nice stuff.
Yes, they do. That's a good one.
But there's another one I keep forgetting.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But I don't know off the top of my head.
They make the nice jackets. You got to be careful. That's why you get a nice truck.
It's no joke.
Do you think about that, your mortality, when you're driving to and from work every day? Like, I think of it while I'm driving.
What do you mean?
Just, you know, especially, and I know it could happen any time of the day, but when you're driving at 3 a.m.,
yes,
4 a.m., and you're on a road, let's say, with oncoming traffic, mm-hmm, and there's just a line between,
yes,
you, there's no barrier.
Yes. Your life could end at any moment.
That guy could be
sleeping, drunk,
checking his phone.
Yeah.
And if they cross over, you're dead.
Very likely. Or, I like to think with the seatbelt and the airbag, you've got a chance.
Yeah.
But very likely it's not going to end well.
Or like when you're going through an intersection at that hour.
Yeah.
You know, especially in New York when, yeah, you know, the lights line up.
Which
you're like,
I do every day.
Yes.
And I time them. But as I've told you, I always look to the one-way arrow. And before I, not that I'm stopping, but I always slow down slightly because they do time up.
Right.
I'm always looking to that street looking for a guy speeding to kind of blow through it.
Right.
Because that's how my friend almost died. Luckily, 12, 13 years later, he's still with us. But, I mean, he was in a full body cast, for Christ's sake. So I know exactly what you're doing. Car ruined. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. I do think, like, I actually think about it while I'm driving.
Yeah.
In the city.
No, the thing I can't get out of my head lately, and probably because it's been 13 years now on this show and in this time slot, I can't get out of my head the end of the careers of Imus and when it happens to Stern and how all of that time. And again, it's because my baseball thing just ended. I'm like, wow, 13 years here and gone. Like, I'm not going to be a head coach ever again. Like, wow.
Right. Huh? That's over.
It's over. And it's like you're going through this time period where we're doing morning radio in New York City on a gigantic radio station. And the end is probably closer than the beginning now, I would think.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, the end could be today, could be tomorrow, could be next week, could be 5 years from now. I don't know. But it's like, have we appreciated it? It's 13, more for you than me, 15 years. It's 13 years for me, 13 and a half. Have I appreciated every day? No, I probably haven't. Although I think about it a lot.
Yeah, I once heard Jim Norton, the comedian, talk about this. He says that he only appreciates things after they're done.
Yeah, most people.
But I think that's fine, like, to be able to look back on those things with, like, wow, I did some good stuff here.
For sure.
Or that was, boy, what a run that was.
And we're lucky in that a lot of it lives online.
Yes.
So there,
now it does, right.
There is even, and even a lot of the Boomer and Carton stuff is still there. Not as much as the Boomer and Geo because more and more gets recorded and posted
right
now. But there's still a lot of Boomer and Carton stuff out there also.
But like right now, like when I used to work with Booker on K-Rock,
yeah,
none of that was recorded.
You have nothing.
I have a couple things that I recorded myself.
Right.
But I'd have to go find the CD that it's on wherever.
At the radio station.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're saying. I know.
And then there are also other things like that we do here at WFAN because it's a very topical thing. You wouldn't go like the stuff that's online that gets replayed or are the non-sports probably mm-hmm. related things. Otherwise, like the sports related stuff is newsy and it doesn't. Why would you go
it's
back
here today, and, gone tomorrow?
Yeah,
yeah.
Why would you go back and listen to the Yankees, getting shut out? Us talking about it. It was one game in a 162 game season,
and then they ripped off 5 straight wins, so it's useless.
Yeah,
no, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it's all very strange. And I also think, too, none of us, maybe you did, I never did until recently really think like this. As my kids are getting older, my parents are getting older, I'm getting older.
Right, your coaching career ended, so that was
yeah, that one really
milestone.
Has not, and I don't mean it to be like sad, depressing, and sappy. It's more like, holy crap, like that chapter in my life just closed.
Yes.
And not to say I couldn't do it again. I could, but I'm not going to have my kids there. That's not the same, you know? And it's weird, too. Like, I'm 48. I think Brandon Tierney's 47. He's just starting with his son, who's 7. You know? So it's like, I'm done. He hasn't even begun yet.
Yeah.
He's got 6, 7, 8 years in front of him, you know?
Then the next thing that happens is if your kid goes off to school, college.
Yeah, it's right now the early returns are he doesn't want to.
Or so, moves out. Like, whenever that part is.
I would think, and I don't know, I mean, Matthew's a very responsible, mature kid, kind of, very much the way I was. I could see him saying, I'm making good money, I'm going to move out. I could also see him kind of good, you know, maybe 25, you know, whatever.
Yeah, let me save up this money so I can.
100%. I don't think he'll be, a lot of kids stay in their parents' house till they're in their 30s. I don't see that. But I don't see him. Based on conversations we've had, I don't see him wanting to go away to school. I think he wants to commute because he likes his job. He kind of likes where he lives. We give him all the freedoms in the world.
Right.
But yes, the day he walks away and decides to do that, that'll be worse for my wife than me. I mean, I'll be okay with it. I'll feel sad, but I mean, she'll be a disaster. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It is interesting. Like if a kid wants to stay home, that's nice knowing that the kid's not looking to get out as far as like
run away from us.
Right.
Yeah.
They have a good home life.
100%. And I do think we've provided that for our 2 boys for sure. So, All right.
That was nice. I think it was a nice ending. It sounded sad, but I think it was a nice ending.
It's both.
Yeah.
It's depressing.
Bittersweet, would you say?
What's that?
Bittersweet, they say.
Yeah, for sure.
It's bittersweet.
You want your kids to do great, but you want them around.
Yes.
You know, and at some point they're not going to be.
Right.
So it's all, these life conversations are weird because they're eye-opening. I'll tell you this too, real quick. And this is something we've talked about also. When I was checking out at Home Depot yesterday and realized that my life was okay. I gotta tell you, being online with people, and I've said this before, and I don't mean it for everybody, but clearly there are some people that are not meant to be together for a long time. For a long period of time, there were 3 other couples online in front of me. Each one of them looked like they wanted to kill. There were one guy was online with his wife. He couldn't open his mouth without her rolling her eyes at him. And it was like the woman comes over with the gun to scan the lumber they were buying. And he's like, oh, hey, how you doing? Having a good day? And the woman's just rolling her eyes like, oh, you got to talk to everybody. And he's like, yeah, we've got 4 of these. I told her already. He goes, okay, I'm just letting her know. She's only going to scan it once and hit 4. And then she goes to get the bag, and there was a bag underneath. He goes, there's another one underneath. I told her. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, what is your problem? And he looked like, you know what, honey?
Right.
I'm going to go take a walk to Keyport. You go home.
Honey, can you hit me with this 2x4?
Oh, my God. God, dude.
Put me out of my misery.
Then the people in front of me were fine. Then the people in front of them were arguing over what plants to buy. As if this was a world problem.
I think Home Depot is a stressful place.
I don't know.
Although I'm not buying plants. But lumber sounds like it could have been trouble down the road.
I guess.
You almost lost your penis.
I think if you like each other, you're okay. And if you can't, if you've been together too long and you can't stand each other, life blows.
Yeah, then everything sucks.
Yes. And you see so much of it now. It really is. It's terrible. But All right.
All right. Let's end on that note, Jerry. That was better.
We were doing so good before.
You're back with Sal tomorrow morning. I'm back with CeeLo.
This is what I'm told.
And then the warm-up show that I did with CeeLo is right here. See ya.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Your teams, your station. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Hi there. Al Dukes here. I'm with CeeLo this morning. Good morning, CeeLo.
Good morning. We should switch shirts. I'm the replacement. Your shirt says the replacement, so I probably should be wearing that, and you should wear something else.
Well, I don't wear pink shirts like you're wearing
today. It's not
today.
Pink.
I'm very manly.
It's like a burnt red, kind of.
I suppose. It's like a big red chewing gum.
Yes.
Colored red.
If you don't chew big red, then bleep you.
Yeah.
You don't know the movie.
I don't know that
good.
One.
Good. Very good.
There was big red. There's Juicy Fruit.
Juicy Fruit.
Was Fruit Stripe gum.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Double Mint, Spearmint. Those were the Wrigley gums.
The Wrigley gums.
Well, I don't think Fruit Stripe was Wrigley, but
I was going to say, Wrigley did all of those gums? That's a lot of gums.
They did a lot of the other gums.
That's a lot of gum.
They were really into gum back then.
I checked off 2 movies and a Seinfeld reference in the first 30 seconds.
You are killing it today. Jerry will be here at 6 a.m. He and Sal are hosting this morning.
They're replacements for Boomer and Gio.
Correct.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, we had a bit of a not a great night of baseball
here. Do we have to talk about that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because I wanted to talk about, well, the Mets one, I just kind of, the Mets one's just
right, they're allowed. You got blown out, just wipe it away, burn the tape, bury the tape, whatever the football references are, and you move on.
You got blowed out, and you come back today.
Right.
The Yankees is a pattern.
It's a problem.
The Yankees losing, and the Yankees getting shut out 2 straight games.
Correct. And I think it's 4 since they went out on their road trip.
Yeah, I wrote down a couple of items.
1 in St. Louis, 1 in Seattle, 1 in Boston, and last night.
Yeah, it says Yankees have lost the 10 of 12, have scored just 8 runs in their last 6 games, and have been shut out 3 times.
It's not what you want.
The back-to-back shutouts are the first since 2016 for the Yankees. That is 4, 5, 6 years ago.
Frustrations are mounting, Al. Anthony Rizzo was banging the helmet in the dugout last night.
Oh, is that right?
Aaron Hicks is scuffling. I'm shocked Aaron Boone did not get ejected last night. I thought for sure that was coming when Rizzo got hit by the pitch and the home plate umpire said, no, you stay right here. You moved your leg into that one. And Rizzo. And by the way, what happens if you can't touch the umpire? I guess it's only bump because Rizzo, as he was protesting his case, put his hand on the umpire's shoulder and was like patting him. And I'm like, you can't do that. I guess you can. And Boone comes running out. I thought for sure we were going to get one of those savages in the box moments.
Yeah, just to fire up the team.
Yeah, exactly. Frustration, team's not going well. And I get that he was trying to protect Rizzo because Yankees are banged up right now. They can't afford to lose, especially it was relatively early in the game. But I was a little surprised Boone didn't get himself run there. Thought that was the perfect opportunity for that.
Now, the guy who had the worst night of the night is Aaron Hicks.
Mm-hmm. That should be a shirt. Worst night of the night.
Worst night of the night. Or that should be the Yankees' worst night of the night star. Every game where they lose, the person who had the worst night of the night.
Instead of Susan's star when they win.
Yes.
Susan's worst night of the night player.
All right, I'm here with Aaron Hicks, who's the worst, who had the worst night of the night. The guy, twice was up with men aboard.
Yeah, first and second strikeout.
Mm-hmm.
Then he makes the misplay on the fly ball in center field, which led to the first Rays run, which was their only run until the ninth inning. Right, exactly. And then he comes up with the bases loaded, and as he said, hit a little cue ball back to the pitcher.
Yeah.
The old 1-2-3 double play, Al.
And the fans let him have it. There were boos raining down.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure to an extent that's for Hicks, but I think it's also for the team in general.
Oh,
right
I
now.
See.
They're not hitting.
Yeah.
They have one run in their last 22 innings.
Do you happen to have the Hicks fly ball?
I'm sure. If you give me a minute, we can pull that up.
I just kept hearing the Benny Hill music, but then I was like,
that's
how
been
old
done
do people
times.
Have to be
yeah.
to even know what that is? But I just heard that in my head.
Here you go. Ready?
Yeah.
3-1, and it's hit high in the air to deep center. Back goes Hicks on the track, and he misses the ball. He missed the ball right at the Monument Park wall, and all the way to third goes Peralta.
And he's running around out there. By the way, something must have been going on in center field yesterday at Yankee Stadium, because even one of the Rays, whoever's playing center field for the Rays, may have even been the last out of the game. It was one of those things where the fly ball, the guy got spun all around, too. I mean, he caught it.
That wind was swirling last
night. Something
was
going on.
Well, he caught it, and Hicks did not.
They said the wind was swirling in Atlanta also, because
they had the weather situation, the rain delay.
Yeah, they got a 55-minute rain delay. Mm-hmm. And then fella on the Mets,
the fella on the Mets.
Oh.
You want to go ahead and effort that name for us?
Yeah, I will do that.
Let me find that on my show sheet here. Stand by.
Where did I put that on my show sheet?
I can help you out if you'd like.
Who was it? Mark Canna.
There you go. Bad boy.
Also had a problem out in left field.
The guy, you know. They the guy out there.
They say it was right around the same time as the Aaron Hicks situation.
Yeah?
Yep. Like if you flipped over to one,
juggling.
Flipped over the other, you just kept seeing guys.
Or if you had the split screen, maybe it happened, you almost sync it up at the same time.
Chaos out there in the outfield.
What a disaster for the baseball team yesterday.
Yeah, but like you said, the Met when I throw that right.
Right,
out.
But they
don't
also,
even care.
Carrasco leaves the game early, side tightness. Luis Guillorme is out a month with a groin injury. What else? Tomas Nito did not travel to Atlanta. He's got, I think, an illness or personal situation. And on the Yankee side, DJ LeMay was out of the lineup again last night. So, I mean, not a lot to grab hold of on a Monday. How you want to start the week.
I know this comes up every time there's a groin injury. I still don't know what that means. Like, what is considered the groin? Is it your testicles or it's not?
No.
It's not. So can
I mean,
women,
could you have a testicular injury? Of course you could. Yes.
But can women have a groin issue?
I don't see why not.
Well, they don't have groins, do they?
Sure they do.
What is...
There's
Google.
Muscles in there, dude.
All right. Well, let me just ask Google this question.
You know what?
Question.
I shouldn't
can
speak out. I don't know if that's true or not.
Get a
but
groin
there are
injury.
Muscles in that... In, like
right now, there's women in their cars going,
yeah.
I have a groin
That's
injury.
Right, yeah.
Do
yeah.
women have groins? Okay, here we go. Usually groin pain is related to an injury. However, other things can cause groin pain in women.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, think about it, Al. Like,
could you see a pulled groin on a nude man? That's a good question. I'll Google that next.
So most of us have two legs, obviously.
Yes.
That come together in the groin area.
Okay.
We'll call it the V-shape area, right?
All right.
Okay.
You say so.
You know what I'm saying? But like, so the joint where my leg meets, I guess, what would be the hip or the pelvis?
The socket that it goes in?
Well, there's muscles in there.
Okay. That's a groin.
So you could strain a groin muscle if you.
It says
bend the wrong way or stretch.
A male injection for the groin. It says a female groin pain can come from appendicitis, ovarian cysts, or even cancer.
Okay, those are more extreme things, but an athlete out there playing, so in this case, who were we just talking about with the groin? Oh, right, Luis Guillorme. So he's running the bases. What were the things you just listed there again?
The groins?
No.
Ovarian
cysts?
Yeah,
well, okay, for the women, but like he's running the bases and presumably... The same as like a hamstring, it got caught on me, I tweaked it. Same kind of thing.
But it's your inner thigh probably.
Right. Hurts. But it's, it's considered the groin. I don't know what the actual name for the muscle is in there.
He's got to go get himself a groin massage.
Men's groin protection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could see where if you tweaked or pulled one of those, it makes it difficult to run.
Yes, it does.
You know?
And swing a bat and hamper it a little bit. So he's out.
Yeah.
By the way, the Mets were down 12-0 when they brought in Darren Ruff to pitch.
Yes.
And he had a nice inning, inning.
He pitched two innings, though.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Two scoreless on 14 pitches.
Well, if it wasn't...
pitch efficient, as Aaron Boone would say. I thought Ruff was really pitch efficient last night.
If it wasn't for that rain delay, I'd have seen the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
See, I do understand. But the box, you could read the box score.
Yeah, I could have looked at that.
Yeah.
But I did read... I read a recap in the... Said pitch day. This is the way the recap said it.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. First baseman Darren Ruff pitched a perfect inning for the Mets.
Right. Well, perhaps the first inning was perfect, and the second inning he might have put a base runner on. But
well, they should have said Darren Ruff pitched two great innings, one of them a perfect inning.
Well, you can.
Who wrote that? I'm going to go find them.
Should be an editor.
It's probably they're rushing to get the story done. The game. Now they said that. Carlos Carrasco.
Yeah, he gave up a hit in the second inning.
You gave up a hit?
Yeah.
They say Carlos Carrasco, they were sort of blaming...
Who's they?
The people.
Okay.
They were sort of blaming the
rain delay.
Manager there.
Oh.
Buck Showalter for bringing him back after the rain delay.
Right, 55-minute delay.
Yeah.
Buck said, he pitched an inning in the cage underneath to stay loose.
Right.
And it was actually the final pitch of... that inning when they resumed. Now, it wasn't like he felt it right away. He claims that on the final pitch he threw, he felt a little tightness, and they decided, let's be cautious and be careful and not push it any further.
I never liked the idea that they don't bring the pitcher back out after a rain delay, because you have some big innings.
They never do it. They just did it last night for the Mets.
But I'm saying it doesn't happen very often, and then as soon as the guy gets hurt,
how long the delay is.
Oh, he did it because he was waiting 55 minutes. Meanwhile, if I forget who was pitching for the Mets a week or so ago when I was on vacation, I was watching a lot of the Met games all the way through.
That's right.
And I forget who was pitching. It was either, I think it may have even been the stud pitcher, Max Scherzer. The Mets had like a long killer inning.
Yeah.
He came back out there.
Right.
Sometimes it can be
30 to 40 minutes.
Yes.
Well,
and that's what you want, because you're getting run support.
Of course, yeah.
Then you come out there, you're probably a little more relaxed. I got a couple of slow run support out here.
Run support, something the Yankee pitchers don't know anything about right now.
No, they don't.
Gerrit Cole, in his last two outings, has pitched 13 innings, given up one run, and received zero runs of offense.
He's getting the Jacob DeGrom treatment.
That's right.
Welcome to New York.
Now that Jordan Montgomery's gone, he used to always be the king of not getting any run support. He's gone, so now Gerrit Cole's the guy.
Yeah. Boy, he threw a pitch to G-Man Choi yesterday I think it hit the glove before he decided to swing.
Tell you what, G-Man Choi has some tremendous career numbers against Gerrit Cole.
Yes.
Not so much in that at bat.
And he's one of
But in his career, he's owned him a bit.
He's one of my favorite thick players.
Thick.
I got a list of thick players.
He's on the all
he's
thick,
on it.
The all thick team.
Al's all thick team. We got one on the Mets, Vogelbach.
Oh, yeah. Back.
He's on the back.
Yeah.
Bach. My back.
Now the announcers have come around now. If you notice, Gary and Howie now have corrected it to back.
Oh, is that
Bach.
Right?
Yeah.
And how about this? This Contreras on the Braves uses the Narcos music. You aware of this?
Yeah, but all the time or just last night?
I think he uses it all
the
time.
Does he? See, I got a notification that said that Braves were trolling the Mets and Edwin Diaz. Now, maybe that was a jump to conclusion. It's a jump to conclusions, man.
There you go. Another movie reference for you.
I'm glad you knew that one.
I know that one, yeah.
I'm glad you knew that one. Let's see here. If Google would open, that would be helpful.
Yeah. So they say that he uses it.
He uses it.
Yeah, he uses Narcos.
Is it true that if you don't use it, you lose it?
You lose it. He uses it as his at-bat music.
All the time?
Yeah. And
all the time?
He smacked a home run yesterday with it.
The Braves played Edwin Diaz's Narcos walkout song after William Contreras hit a home run. So you're incorrect again. Show prep not so great this morning, Al. he uses it as his walk-up music.
By the way.
Bang, after the home run.
By the way, what balls on them? How far out of first place are they?
Five games on the loss side now after last night's win?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they've got another three games in this series.
Okay.
You know, so.
Well, let's maybe.
They're feeling themselves. They are the defending world champions, Al. Let's not forget.
I guess.
Okay?
I do like the.
Oh, yeah, he uses it all the time.
All the time. Maybe he's going to start using it all the time. Maybe he only uses it all the time against the Mets.
Oh, God.
Whatever it is.
Oh, wait a second now. Interesting. So I guess you weren't totally wrong.
Oh, thank you.
Keith lost his train of thought once he heard William Contreras walking up to Narcos. Huh. Well, it says Narco. It's I thought it was Narcos. No, that's the show. Narco. Sorry.
Narco.
Jeez.
By the way, those fellas in that band, the creators, Blaster Jacks.
I saw a video of one of the dudes, like in a Uber or something. It was a video of him watching a video of Diaz coming out to their song, and he was all pumped up about it.
A video of a video.
Yeah.
They hope to get paperwork done to get visas to travel here from the Netherlands where they are. They want to come perform Narcos.
That'd be awesome.
Live.
Narco. Yeah, I don't know why I keep saying Narcos. That was a show somewhere. All right, so to be fair, I don't want to blast you when it's not correct.
Thank you.
So I guess he, like you said, he's used it as his walk-up song all season, but then I guess they played it again after he hit the home run?
Yes.
Let's see here. Eddie, is my pot up? Why wouldn't it be, right? Let me see what happens. See.
It's two balls and a strike.
Braves TV here.
Swing, fly ball, hammered center. Nemo going back. Goodbye, 1-0.
And they bring it back. They run it back. You can hear it in the back. Buck's picking a scab off his hand here. All right, so walk-up song, and I guess when he goes deep, they pipe it back in.
Or maybe they just did that. They pipe it back in on
right.
This
that's what we need to
occasion.
Know. Do they normally replay it when he hits a home run, or is that just for the Mets?
Ever since the Braves are no longer on TBS, the Superstation, I don't see their games as much.
Superstation. You don't have TBS anymore?
No, I do. They're just not on TBS.
Oh,
anymore.
Right. Yes, one of the Bally Sports teams.
Yeah, yeah. Back when they were on free TV.
Sure. That's why a lot of people watched a lot of the Braves growing up.
Oh,
the Cubs as well.
Yes.
What was that, WGN?
Superstations.
Yeah.
But I didn't get as many Cubs games. Like, we didn't really.
See, I feel like I always had the Cubs growing
up. Yeah, we didn't, like, Suburban Cablevision, which I had in New Jersey, Colonia. We didn't always have WGN. We had TBS.
I'm thinking that was probably my Virginia days.
Yeah.
That was the difference.
TBS was so awesome. They had the Braves when they had Dale Murphy, Bob Horner, Chris Chambliss.
Well, they had them all the way through the 90s Braves with
Pasquale Perez.
I'm sorry, you just want to name 80s baseball players.
I did.
Sorry.
I didn't know that. I didn't know they had them all through the 90s as well.
I think so. I mean, I remember having them on. I can't tell you what year it ended, but when they were in their heyday with Bobby Cox and Andrew Jones and Maddox and Glavin and Steve Avery and all those guys.
Back when
Chipper Jones.
Well, back when baseball was free, CeeLo.
That's right.
It's still free on the Odyssey app.
Walk-up song, and they play it after every home run. So there you go.
All right. Know what else was great on TBS?
So I apologize to you.
World Championship Wrestling from Georgia.
Yeah, see, that I can't help you with.
Oh, that was so good.
No.
That would be on Saturday nights.
I don't. The wrestling, the pro wrestling stuff, I just don't.
Was awesome.
I don't get it.
No, I mean, I was a little kid. I loved the World Championship Wrestling from Georgia.
Why
with Gordon
from Georgia?
Because it seemed a little more low budget compared to what WWF at the time was doing. So it was kind of cool. And then you'd see guys that didn't wrestle in WWF. So you saw Ric Flair.
This is like the minor leagues of wrestling?
But it wasn't minor leagues. It was different territories.
Oh, okay.
Before Vince McMahon bought them all.
Different territories.
Yeah, so like in WWF was only up here in the Northeast.
Like they were incapable of traveling?
They just didn't. It was understood in the wrestling business.
Understood. Got it. You stay where you're at.
The Texas territory. You had. Yeah, and then all of a sudden, Vince McMahon bought them all up.
Got it. The Louisiana Purchase for Vince McMahon.
Yeah. He needed.
I was an American Gladiators guy as a kid.
Oh, yeah, I did not.
Which was on USA, maybe?
Probably.
I don't remember.
Wasn't the superstation of TBS.
I guess not.
They were running the best stuff ever. Let's take a break here, CeeLo.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry and Sal will be here at 6 a.m. We'll be back. I've got some football stuff. I got some basketball things.
I got a golf-related thing. Oh, golf. You're mixing a little golf in today.
I got a golf thing.
Does it actually pertain to something that happened on the course?
No.
No, of course not.
And Jeff Passan's wife calling in the P word. That's an interesting one. All coming up next. It's getting heavy up in here on the warm-up program.
I have some Metallica coming in this morning.
What'd you play? You heard it on the radio or you played it yourself?
No, it came up on my iTunes shuffle.
What
Suicide
song?
And Redemption, which is all instrumental.
Oh. I don't go for instrumentals.
It's Metallica, though. I mean, they're kind of all about the instrument.
Yeah, like even all these songs take forever to get to the vocals. Yeah, yeah.
And it's not that he can't sing either. I mean,
oh, he can sing.
Style. Yeah.
I did see James Hetfield, the lead singer, is getting a divorce after 2 decades of marriage.
Sorry to hear that.
Very sorry to hear that.
Jerry would tell you, 50-50 shot.
Yep. You got a 50-50. You suck. Get out. One of them said to the other. I don't know who threw who out. But things are not going well.
So it wasn't mutual.
In the James Hetfield household.
So
we got the Yankees lost again. Didn't score any runs for the second straight game. The Mets scored one run and got blown out 13-1. But we're going to throw that away.
Sure.
And they'll both get back at it tonight. Same time, same stations. Rays Yankees 7:05. Mets Braves 7:20.
Hopefully minus the rain delay tonight in Cumberland, Georgia.
Yes. Now, you mentioned also WOR used to be a superstation in some parts of the country.
Yes. A gentleman that follows me on Twitter who I've exchanged tweets with over the years. He said that they had a superstation in the 80s and the 90s, and that's how he became a Mets fan in the early 80s in Alaska.
Wow.
How about that?
How about that?
One coast to the northwest coast of Alaska.
When I was on I went to Alaska on a cruise.
How was that?
It was good.
My parents
liked it.
Did something similar. Or no, my in-laws.
Yeah.
And I saw some of the pictures.
And then we got out and we're walking around in Alaska. And then we went for breakfast in town. Not the touristy part of town, like the locals part of town. And they had CBS Sports Network on. It was so weird. I felt like I was in the middle of nowhere.
I was just going to ask, as you're walking around like a not downtown, but in the inner part of, like, did it feel like, hey, I'm in a really remote area? Like I'm nowhere near.
Was it Kitchka?
That I don't know.
Ketchikan?
I don't know.
Seward?
Not sure.
If you dropped me there out of a plane or whatever.
You know, you just parachuted in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like the United States at all.
Well, it does, but it's, you know, there's lower clouds. There's just like, you have this idea that a moose might walk by you.
Okay. And now what month was this you were there?
In the summer, August.
The towns are like, you know, 3 blocks long and then there's just forest.
Yeah. And then another town appears.
Yeah, somewhere along the coast.
Yeah, I
enjoyed
it.
Were you in the area or there at the time of the year where it's light out like all the time? Isn't that a thing up there?
Yeah, that I don't know. I don't even remember.
Eddie would probably know more about that. Yeah.
You're not as far up, but yeah, it's light late.
Okay. But isn't there an area where it's light? Like
Land of the Midnight Sun, yeah.
Basically all like 24
hours.
Well,
yeah, even in like when you get close to the solstice, I think they play a midnight baseball game in Anchorage.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like being in a place where it gets dark a lot for a part of the year and then it's all light. That's weird.
Okay.
All those weird, wild stuff. Kevin Durant shot down a report that suggested that he might quit/retire instead of playing with the Nets.
I hate you. You know what? I shouldn't say this because of the business we're in, but I've had about enough of the Durant story.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I mean enough already. Let's figure it out. I understand the season's still, you know, a couple months away, but like this is just painful at this point. People are just throwing darts now, grasping at straws, making stuff up. I don't buy that for a second.
The thing I don't like, and I've seen this happening in all of sports with all of the players, I don't care for this casual cursing now to as quotes. I just don't care for it. It's like he said...
on Twitter, though, yeah?
I don't plan on retiring anytime soon. Then he used the S word.
Yeah.
Is comical at this point.
The S word.
I just don't like... It's low class when people curse.
Is that
I
right?
I think. Yeah, I don't care for it.
I better watch myself around you.
No, I mean like for athletes that are talking to the media.
But he's not. He kind of is. This was a tweet, was it not?
I guess.
He's not meeting the media yesterday.
But it happened. Jerry and Jerry play cuts.
This is a tweet.
But you guys play cuts all the time after games. NFL,
all the time.
NBA, and guys just like curse.
It's here or there.
I don't like it.
I wouldn't say it's mainstream just yet.
It's getting there.
All right. This was a tweet.
And I don't care for it.
This was a tweet, and he did not do the, like, you know, asterisk
he
to
didn't.
Cover
he just
up
wrote
one of the letters.
Up.
It's just straight up there.
No, yeah, no, we don't care. We have no class anymore. We just curse whenever we want. I just don't care for it.
Oh, Al.
Reports from Giants camp, CeeLo, say the defense is so dominant over that terrible Giants offense.
Yeah, well, they chart all the statistics in practice.
That they've been, the defense is chirping. Chirp, 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 chirp.
Now,
chirp.
I wonder where that comes from.
Well, where the chirping comes from? Where
well,
are the
like,
reports?
Who, yeah, I wonder who. Like,
well, the reporters hear it.
No, they don't. They don't hear it. You know why? Because the locker room is closed usually during training camp. No,
they're chirping on the field.
Oh, on the field, okay.
And then the chirping continues in the locker room. And someone asked one of the Giants defenders, and they said something to the effect of, we're trying to light a spark under these guys' butts.
Now, was that, I did not read the quotes of that story. Hopefully you did, not just the headline.
I know, I read it. I definitely read quotes.
What now, was this a situation where the defender, was it a named defender, or just was it one of these one member of the Giants' defense told the New York Post, or whoever?
It was the New York Post.
Yeah, of course it was.
I love the New York Post. I will find that.
You know,
CeeLo,
I knew that
because
that's where your Jeff Passan story came from.
Actually, my Jeff Passan story came from awful announcing, which came from
via the
Post. The
New York Post. Got it.
I want to get this. I want to get this for you correctly.
That's all right. You don't have to give me the player. My point is, I was wondering if it was one of these. Heard from an unnamed player because they didn't want to, you know, put their name on it. Type deal.
Safety Julian Love.
Okay.
On the field, off the field, into the locker room. Yeah, we're going to be chirping a little bit, just hoping for a response.
So,
that's not good.
Oh, well, you know what? I respect the fact that, A, he put his name on it.
Yeah,
and
put
B,
your name on
and
it.
And B, it sounds like they're not, you know, they're not trying to be, like, disrespectful or belittle the offense. They're trying to stir up some competition.
Yeah, but
I'm good with that.
You reading into that quote? In other words, like,
yeah, the offense stinks right
looks
now.
Dead.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, I would say, in these training camp practices, usually the defense is ahead of the offense. That's generally the way it works, especially a lot of these practices where they're not using pads. So it's a little bit of a different situation. Plus, for the Giants, I mean, I get it. They have new coordinators on both sides of the ball. It's a new offense and a new defense. But I feel like defensively, it's a little easier. You know, Wink Martindale's a veteran defensive coordinator, whereas Daniel Jones is now learning, what is this, his third offense in 4 years? Sometimes that stuff can take a little bit longer. Plus, they've got a couple, you know, Sterling Shepard's still out. Kadarius Toney's been in and out. So, I mean, listen, I'm not making excuses. It's just, it doesn't surprise me. Like, if you asked me, hey, which unit at Giants practice has been, had the upper hand? I mean, we all would, of course, would answer defense.
Yes.
And by the way, that, for the most part, has been the case at Jet Camp as well, even before Zach Wilson got hurt. Most days, the defense was winning and dominating. So,
I wonder what goes on at, like, Chiefs camp.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, maybe they're
all I know is Mahomes played a couple series over the weekend and was like 6 out of 7 for 80 yards and a touchdown. So he seems like he's ready to go.
You ever put an NFL helmet on?
I might have at one point.
Yeah. When you put a helmet on,
yeah,
and then you realize, you think, how are guys even seeing the ball in their peripheral
or running
vision
as fast as they are?
Yeah, and having to catch a ball.
There's a weight to it.
There is a weight to it,
yeah.
And we don't even have shoulder pads
right
on yet. I don't know how. It's weird. Like, when you're playing around catching a football in your shorts and T-shirt with nothing else, like, mm-hmm. That is a whole different thing.
Well, that's why the coaches always say that. You know, they get all excited about a receiver or a running back or something. You know, like, well, yeah, it looks good in shorts and a T-shirt. Let's just wait and
right.
See.
Put that helmet on.
Yeah. Well, they wear the helmets, but yeah. But I'm saying, like, mini camp and OTAs is just the helmet. They're literally out there,
yeah,
in shorts and, like, a shell of a jersey. There's no pads or anything like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, I keep seeing footage. CBS Sports Network during the show always has footage whenever Lamar Jackson's name comes up,
mm-hmm,
of him in the helmet only, and then all, you know, everything else is like a tank top,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I wonder how long that takes getting used to.
I mean, the helmet, these guys have done that.
Yeah,
once you get to the NFL, you've been doing
it
for a while.
Yeah.
I imagine you're pretty comfortable with it.
I would love to see a guy after the game go, yeah, I love the helmet. I couldn't see the ball.
It happens.
But you can't use that as an excuse.
Well, I lost it in the lights.
Well, the helmet really threw me off. Well, let's take a break, Steve-O. Right. Let me see what I have. I still have that golf thing for you.
I can't wait to hear you break down the golf situation.
I have the Jeff Passan story. I have a Are You Interested segment where I say, Are you interested? And then I throw
you give
something
me the topic.
At you.
Okay. Yeah.
So let's do that.
It's like a spinoff of Cool Games.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Which is coming back in
very
the fall.
Soon. Yeah.
The people demand it.
Post Labor Day.
And then Jerry and Salicata at 6. Yankees would love one of those runs from that promo.
Yeah, they'd sign for one now, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Here. The warm-up show is here until 6 o'clock. Then Jerry and Sal take over. CeeLo is wearing a Jets helmet.
Very comfortable.
To see how's your peripheral vision?
Not bad.
If I was coming up from the side to, tackle you, would you see me?
Possibly. Blind side, maybe not.
Blind side. Oh,
yeah.
Get blindsided.
But I mean, that's why it's called the blind side, whether you had a helmet on or not. Unless you've got eyes in the back of your head, can't see.
Some guys,
trust your left tackle.
Yeah, I feel like if I was a quarterback, I'd have that instinctual feeling that someone was, because I have it out in the streets in New York. I have an instinctual feeling sometimes when someone's near who...
Yeah.
You know, in the 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Head on a swivel.
Ready is
to
correct.
Evade at any point.
Okay. This is a segment we call Are You Interested in Watching This?
Okay.
Now, I did ask Jerry Recco this last week. He was not interested.
This exact show or
Yeah, but it comes out today.
Topic.
So I'm bringing it up again today.
I know where you're
at. Jerry's got no interest in this. I have a lot of interest in it.
Yes.
Netflix has a series called Untold, and it's sports stories. They have one coming out today, Untold, The Girlfriend Who Didn't Exist, mm-hmm. about Manti Te'o.
Yes.
Now, Manti Te'o sits down for this documentary, as does the man who pretended to be his girlfriend.
It was a man, okay.
It was a man who pretended to be his girlfriend.
Catfish. Situation.
This man is now a woman.
Okay.
And she also sits down to tell the story.
For the first time, I would think, right?
For the first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they do not sit down together and tell the story.
Right.
They are never in the same room. They were shot at different times.
Kind of like Jeter and A-Rod.
Correct.
In the documentary. Yeah.
Are you interested in watching this two-part documentary?
Yes, I'm interested.
Me
I don't
too.
Know that I will tune in tonight.
Right.
But I might set the little DVR situation.
No DVR. It's on Netflix. You just...
Oh, right. You said Netflix.
Just add it to your queue.
Correct. Yes. I will add it to my list, my queue. And on a night where the wife passes out early and there's no, games I need to watch, fire that up. Check it out.
I remember when this was happening when... I was listening to Jim Rome when he called in and was telling his story about how his mom passed away and then how his girlfriend passed away. And it was unbelievable. It was a very powerful interview.
You were listening to Jim Rome.
Yeah, I was listening to Jim.
This had to have been pre-CBS Sports Radio, I would think, right?
Maybe not.
No?
It was right in that.
I think the network started in 2013. I guess that's when this was leading up to the draft, right?
Yes, it was leading up to the draft. It was either his tail end at Premier or his beginning at CBS Sports Network. Sure. But I remember I was listening to the podcast.
Gotcha.
Back then, you had to pay for the Jim Rome podcast.
Oh, can't believe you would do such a thing.
I know, and I did. It's unbelievable. But he was on, and he was like crying, and this was before we knew it was a catfish.
And before he knew it was a catfish. Yeah, catfish.
It's a very intriguing, interesting story, so I'm very excited to watch this one.
I'm trying to remember the timeline. I think it started to impact him before the end of the Notre Dame season, if I recall correctly.
Well, yeah, but he took inspiration from the death of his fake girlfriend to step his game up in those final games at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Where he had a better games.
But
than
then
usual.
I think the story being, being exposed that the girlfriend was fake was, I believe, after, if I Well, you know what? We'll watch the documentary. We'll
fake.
Right,
fake.
Right.
Yeah, I'm watching that 100%.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Did you see a man here on Long Island? I saw this video. Man wrestles shark on Smith Point Beach on
sharks
on Fire Island.
Dude, how many? I feel like every day there have been shark like encounters or sightings on Long Island.
Well, I guess this is what this guy was doing, like trying to be a hero and take the shark out. He tried to pull the shark out of the water.
Yeah, I mean, I saw one a picture a couple weeks ago of like legit, like I think it was, maybe it wasn't a great white or a baby great white that just like washed up on shore. It was just sitting there with the eyes open and the fangs.
Yeah.
I was like, holy crap.
The ocean is very mysterious.
So this guy went in looking for trouble.
He saw the shark was close by the shore.
Okay.
He went in and grabbed it by the tail.
Why?
To be a hero, I think.
Was the shark like circling near? How is that a hero? The sharks live in the ocean.
Sharks.
Yeah. He's a hero because like, hey. I pulled this shark right out of the water near the shore.
And then what did they do? That's it? It died? They kept it out of the water?
Well, whoever shot this video didn't do a great job. I mean, it's a great video, but it ends as with him dragging this shark through the sand.
I gotta go see this video now.
Sharks have two penises.
Yeah.
Is that true?
It must be. I must have read that,
that
somewhere.
I mean, that's true. where do I find this? This is on Twitter?
New York Post.
But when you went to the embedded link, was it Twitter? Was it TikTok? Was it Instagram?
No, I use this. It's actually a really cool news feed app called Feedly.
Okay.
And it aggregates all the things that I like, and the New York Post is in there. So it was in there somewhere. That's right.
All right. The Daily Mail's got it as well.
Okay. Now,
still photos.
While you're watching that man pull a shark out of... Fire Island, the Jeff Passan story, which I saw an awful announcing, but came via an interview with the New York Post. He says that his wife...
Big ears.
He said that his wife once told him to, quote, stop being a P-word.
P-word. Now, are you mad at her for curse? That's kind of a curse. It's a crude word.
But she didn't say it to the...
She didn't say it to her husband. Publicly. He's revealing it.
He's revealing it. Mm-hmm. And he said he wanted to be a news breaker. And she said, well, why don't you go break some news then? And he goes, I think it's hard.
Yeah, stop talking about it. Go do it.
And she goes, stop being a P-word and start breaking news.
Boomer would have loved that one.
Yeah. So emasculating that she runs that household.
Yeah. Listen.
You Gen Z p-
I love it. I give her credit. Let's see if we can get a photo of the two of them together. Now, I'd love to know, and I'm sure you don't.
You're doing a lot of Googling today, pulling sharks out of the water.
Yeah, it was
one of those days.
It was like right on the shore there.
Yeah, it was right on the shore, but it was a good size shark.
Yeah, it was decent.
It wasn't a little sand shark.
Decent size.
Sharks.
Now, what I'd like to know is, and you probably don't know the answer to this, as I really put you on the spot again, why is the New York Post interviewing Jeff Passan?
It's for their like media, one of their media columns. Not Andrew Marchand, the other guy. Brian Guggersplegel.
Oh.
Or something like that.
You want to try that again?
I don't know. Yeah, they do, you know, they'll do like profiles. Yeah.
All right.
And they're profiling Jeff Passan.
Huh.
Didn't Craig and Jeff Passan have a
situation? They did. Yes. In fact, as I Googled Jeff Passan's wife, in the images is a side-by-side of Craig and Passan.
Did you find Jeff Passan's wife?
It looks like an old picture of them where he looks really young.
I do love looking.
They're posing on the beach.
To see what people's wives look like. Husbands and wives.
Right. Goes both ways. Yeah.
It's 2022, CeeLo. It goes both ways. You follow?
I only found just the one photo. Maybe it looks like maybe an engagement picture or something.
Major League Baseball.
All right. Moving right
along. Put out its preliminary postseason schedule yesterday. And as Eddie was discussing the other day.
Wasn't Jerry all over this too? I was listening to you guys. Was it Friday's show, I think?
Yeah, but they said that, it was nothing official. That's
right.
What Boomer was saying, it's not official.
Boomer had a tip from somebody. Or
yes.
Something. Based on what I've been told. He's always got that.
Yeah, if this World Series this season goes seven games, the seventh game would be on November 5th.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why we're all that surprised. The season got delayed because of the lockout. So, I mean,
Oh, is that? Did it get pushed back?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know
that. I mean, they are making up some of the games. That's why the Yankees played the standalone game in Houston and the doubleheader out of the All-Star break. There have been a couple other doubleheaders, but like they were supposed to start the year in Houston and Texas.
At least 10 days, right?
Yeah, so like they tacked on that Rangers series at the end of what was the original regular season. So the end of the regular season spills into the first week of October.
And the other time we had November baseball was two other times. Yeah. Once was after 9/11.
Right. Yankees, Mr. November, Jeter.
Yankees let the whole city down.
They
and
did.
Then
okay.
The
mainly
other,
Mariano Rivera.
I forget, was it 2004? 14?
2009.
Was there a causality for that?
I don't recall the causality.
I don't know, but that was the last time the Yankees won the World Series.
2009?
Yep.
Wow, it's a long time ago.
We had that great remote downtown at Mudville 9.
Mudville 9,
Didn't my dad come see you guys that morning? I think he did.
I don't know. He went to the show.
I didn't. I was here working back in the shop, quote unquote, and he's like, I'm going to go check out the remote because he was still working in Manhattan at the time before he retired.
We had to leave because the audience was right up on Jerry. And they wouldn't allow him to do updates without chanting the entire time.
That's awesome.
And as soon as 6 o'clock hit, the test was fine. But when 6 o'clock hit and their lines were open, every time somebody called the place, we got knocked off the air.
Yeah. So we had to get back in the car and head back here. Luckily, it wasn't too far away.
And replayed a Rosanna Scotto interview that we had done the day before.
I'll tell you who must have been just wonderful to be around that morning. Mr. Mark Chernoff.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Stop calling the Mudville 9. No.
Yeah, back then people used to call to get to, where are you located? Yeah. Now we would just go on the internet.
What time are you open? What are your hours? Yeah.
Do I have to buy a ticket to get in? On the internet.
On the internet.
Anyway, real quick. Yeah. MLB is also not going to compete World Series-wise with the NFL on Sunday. Smart move.
Right. But the other rounds there are. I think.
Not only that, but like the NFL's on Monday night, Thursday night.
Yeah, I know. It's insane. By the way, another reason this is spilling over late, also, you have the extra wild card teams that are playing a three-game series instead of just the one game. So
Good point. A couple
of factors.
All right.
And plus, with the weather, it's all pushback. Winter, it doesn't really get cold until like mid-December. Now,
that's
so
true.
So they'll be fine. All right, let's do Sports Minute. Zach Gelb. Steelers rookie quarterback.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
Oh, hi there. We got another minute or so here before Jerry and Sal take over at 6. We were talking about superstations earlier today.
Yes.
TBS was a superstation, WGN Chicago. We would get the Cubs, the Braves.
We found out WOR was on in Alaska in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, and in fact, Joe on Twitter says that A-Rod, who grew up, I guess, in Miami, became a Met fan because they had WOR.
Yes.
I got a DM from a fella named Gustavo.
Gustavo, sure.
He said, in Colombia, we used to get the 76ers games once a month.
Wow.
And they all loved Allen Iverson because of it.
How about that? Random stuff like that.
Yeah. You know the Bruce Springsteen movie where that was about this kid in India or wherever he was? Became a Bruce Springsteen fan?
No.
It was a similar thing where Columbia Records had all these extra cassettes and things, and one of them was Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska. They shipped them all to this foreign country, and then all the people there just all of a sudden, they had these cassettes. They started duplicating them, so everybody knew this one Bruce Springsteen now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Very odd.
Did he ever go and play there? Probably the only single to play one song.
I don't remember which country it was.
Oh, all right.
I mean,
a lot of these guys
do
international shows.
Oh, yeah.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.